This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That funny, Jim?
It is. Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday has arrived. Woohoo! That was unsolicited, but that was from Jim Stanley over there. Jim, that was a good woohoo. Go ahead and do that again. Woo-hoo! Yeah. What sound does Jim Stanley make
when you step on his toe?
That's the first question I have here. All right, Trivia Friday it is. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Jim Stanley filling in for the effervescent J.J. Jasper.
Effervescent.
Where is J.J.?
He is somewhere in South America. Now, you have a cheat sheet.
Yes, I do.
Because J.J.
I'm glad I asked.
Yeah. Has J.J. got a book out by chance?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
J.J. Jasper does have a brand new book, and it is titled Jonah Had a Whale of a Time. The other day, I think on air, I said Jonah is a basket case. But that was his other book. Moses was a basket case. Folks, afastore.net. J.J. asked us to just give a little shout out.
He asked us to plug his book.
Yes, he did. He said, be shameless about it. He didn't care.
He didn't care.
We are.
He said, be shameless.
He said he needs diaper money. so we're glad to help out.
It also helps the ministry of AFA. He is actually in Bogota, Colombia, with his daughter Maddie, and they are down there with Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child, to pass out shoebox gifts. So,
all right,
that's where he is.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and we're going to ask you questions. By you, I mean all the people out there in radio land. And then we're going to take questions from you, or if you will, field questions from you as you call in and answer and or ask. We expect you and hope that you will do both, ask and answer. So that's what we do here on Trivia Friday. Ed, we have a couple of ground rules, don't we?
We sure do, Tim. I'm glad you asked. One of our ground rules is that if you have called in and gotten on this show in the last 30 days, that is 4 weeks, don't call in this week. Wait a week.
Don't you dare.
Don't you do it.
Don't you do it.
Because we want other people to get an opportunity to call in and get on this here show. Right. Rule number two is obey all rules.
We do have a mystery question. And if you answer the mystery question correctly, then you'll hear this sound. That's right. The beloved cowbell will ring, and you will know, hey, that cowbell's ringing. That means I've won a AFR mug, which we will promptly mail to you as soon as possible, which should be in the next couple of days.
So if you do hear that sound, after we get done with you here on the air, don't hang up.
Yeah.
And we will get your information. Cindy Roberts, one of our producers,
right,
will get your information, and we'll send you the aforementioned AFR mug.
All right, here's the phone number to reach us, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Hey, if you want to watch the show, you can go to Facebook Live, Today's Issues page on American Family, Radio. We have a Facebook page. So, Professor Ed, Learning
yes,
University, you're a tenured professor now, I think.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think. What do you receive when you can say anything you want without punishment?
Yeah, that's tenure.
Yeah, you got that.
Yeah.
So you just go right ahead.
I can say whatever I want.
Well,
has that stopped him before?
Well, true. Just as long as you don't get our license revoked by the FCC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you got there?
All right.
Professor
here are my
Ed?
Questions. First question, the acronym DEFCON is used by the U.S. Armed Forces and uses a scale of 1 to 5. What presents a more severe military situation, DEFCON 1 or DEFCON 5? If you've watched war movies, you probably know what the answer is. Second question, on a lighter note, on the Flintstones cartoon, Fred Flintstone's wife was named Wilma. What was her maiden name? What was Wilma? Her maiden name.
Goober Fletchison.
What?
I don't know. I can't even say it again.
You just gave away the answer.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
All right, third question. What was the name of the failed organization that preceded the United Nations? The failed organization that preceded the United Nations.
Well, I always go down in history as a failure.
Yes.
Okay.
Fail.
What was the name of it?
Yes.
Professor Jim.
Yes, sir.
What do you got?
Have I reached tenure yet?
No, but you're getting there.
Okay. You've said that, okay. So I just wanted to check.
Yeah, sit in a few more times for JJ and we get it.
You know, we generally don't do politics on today's issues. It's a day off from that. However, I cannot help but thumb my nose at Patterson Middle School in Killeen, Texas, where they have banned the poster by Charlie Brown.
I heard about that.
I have some Charlie Brown questions.
Good. In your face, whatever that school was.
I think it still is.
Yeah, it's still there. What three-letter word does Marcy always use to address Peppermint Patty in the Peanuts cartoon strip?
Good question.
What three-letter word? And then...
Oh, that's good, Jim.
Do you like that?
Yeah. That's a good three-letter word.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a bad three-letter word.
Good.
Bible question in
good's
honor
a,
of
good's
Mr.
A good. Good's a good four-letter word.
Good.
I mean, it is. Am I right?
I'm glad you can both count and spell.
Yes.
So. Good is a good four-letter word.
It is.
All right. In honor of JJ, a Bible challenge for you here. Of which two precious metals were the children of Israel not to make idols?
Is that true? Oh, no.
Okay. No, that's not a true false.
That's interesting. You pronounced Israel like that.
Israel.
Do you say
I bet again. You say America.
We're not judging Israel. You, Jim. We're just saying, you know, it's an interesting
Israel and America. We're good friends.
Right.
We are. We like them people.
In Canada.
Sometimes my southern raisin just pops out right here on the air.
Well, raisins.
Notice that's air, not air.
Right. So, what do you got? Repeat that last question again.
All right. Just so you can make fun of me again.
I just want to hear it again.
Of what? Now I'm self-conscious. Yes. Of what? I can't even say it. Of which two precious metals were the children of Israel not to make idols from?
Okay.
Well, they're not supposed to make idols.
I was
going to
say, but you can use all the rest of the metals, but not these two.
These two were particularly pointed out.
Here are my three questions.
Did you have three?
No, I only have two, but go ahead, boss.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
No, I didn't know. I thought you were through. Go ahead.
No, I should have been.
Yeah.
What?
I didn't mean that in that way.
Literally. We didn't mean that literally.
Which monarch is said to have given Sherlock Holmes his emerald tie-pin?
Which monarch gave Sherlock Holmes?
Nothing like a good monarch
his
question.
Emerald tie-pin.
Who gave Sherlock Holmes? Which monarch gave Sherlock Holmes the business?
His emerald tie-pin.
His emerald tie-pin.
Okay. Here are my three questions. Number one's a riddle.
Oh, no.
Riddle me this. Billy was born on December 28th, yet the birthday gets her. Billy was born on December 28th, yet her birthday was always falling in the summer. How is that possible? Y'all get the question?
Let me repeat it to Quinn. The question.
Billy,
I don't know the answer.
Billy was born on December 28th, yet her birthday always falls in the summer. How is this possible? Number two, cows moo, a cock crows, and an ape does what? No?
Okay.
Well, that may be the sound.
No, that's not the sound.
But I don't think it is. Anyway,
the sound I make when I get in my recliner.
A cow moos, a cock crows, and an ape does what? Number three, in Disney's Jungle Book, what are the names of the four vultures? What are the names of the four vultures
Because I have grandkids, I have watched that cartoon about
over and over
20 times, and that is a great question.
What's the name of the vultures?
I can't come up with the vultures.
Yeah, you just let them slide by. So.
All right, let's go to the phones.
To the phones, everybody, to the Batmobile. All right, we go to Virginia, and I don't know what that first name is. It is three N's and a V. So it's an 11-year-old from Virginia. Are you on the line?
Envy.
What's your name? You can hear my voice.
Go ahead and turn your radio down for us.
Okay, good. Is your radio on?
Yeah.
All right, you need to turn it down because it we get re.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And then tell us your name.
Christina.
Christina?
Yes, yeah. That's what she
okay.
said.
All right, Christina, welcome to, sorry about all the trouble, welcome to Trivia Friday. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to ask.
All right, what's the question you want to ask us?
What is the author's name of Geronimo Stilton's book?
Repeat that slowly.
What is the author's name of the Geronimo Stilton book?
What is the name of the... what's the name of the author of the Geronimo's, and what's the last part of that question again?
Stilton book.
Tilton?
Filthy? Tilton? What did you say?
Yeah, you have to speak more clearly.
Yeah, Stilson.
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 Yeah.
Okay, Geronimo Stilson book.
Geronimo Stilson, he was a contemporary with Ernest Hemingway. I know that. And they hung out together, both great writers. But I'm not sure the answer. Tell us what the answer is.
The answer is his name.
Geronimo Stilson.
Geronimo Stilson. You know, that was my password, too, for my computer 3 years ago. That's ironic. That's really strangely ironic.
And when your wife would ask you, what's your password again? Yeah. You go, Geronimo.
Geronimo Stilson, don't ask again. Okay.
Well, thank you, Christina.
You're
welcome. Have a great weekend.
Merry Christmas.
You can put all kind of passwords in, but there's nothing those Russians can't do. I found that out the hard way. You know what I'm saying? All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Next up, Ed, who's next up?
I've delegated this to Jim.
Have you now?
Yes. Jim?
Wow, because he's the junior professor?
Right, actually. And he's now, since you said he's tenured, he can do anything
right.
and get away with it.
The reason is, so people don't think I'm just bossy, is I'm standing up, get the blood circulating, right. and it's just hard for me to see the screen past my... microphone.
Okay.
I know
that's all the detail we need.
A lot of explanation for nothing.
It is, really
go
is.
Ahead, Jim.
Go ahead, Jim.
All right, Dave from Virginia, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, brothers. I will answer one, and I'll ask you a two-part question.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
Okay, I can answer three or four of them. I'm going to take Jim's question number four, how Marcy addressed Peppermint Patty.
Okay, what three-letter word does Marcy always use to address Peppermint Patty and the Peanuts comic strip?
I believe that was sir, S-I-R.
That is absolutely correct.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, we know our...
Well done.
Charlie Brown. Trivia right there. What was the context of always saying...
Anytime that Marcy would address Peppermint Patty, she would say sir.
She grew up in a military family, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Let's go with that.
Right. Yes, sir.
All right.
Dave, what's your question for us?
Okay, I'm going to do a two-part question. Last month, I had the two-part question, and y'all were laughing it up so good, you went on to the next caller, but I didn't get my second part. Now, this is a term that Brian Fisher uses quite often. It's a military term. The first part of the question, what does lock and load mean?
Rock and roll?
Lock and load.
Lock and load.
If memory serves correctly, that's when you actually rack a bullet into the chamber.
Well, the first thing you do, I trained with an M1 Garand, you engage the safety first, and then you insert a magazine in the first round of the chamber by itself. But anyhow, that is engage the safety and then load the cartridge.
Well, unfortunately, on most of the firearms I own, if I engage the safety, I can't lock and load because the safety locks the slide.
No, in the M1 Garand rifle and the U.S. carbine that I trained with.
Yes, sir. We understand
safety before the bolts. You know, before the bolt closes.
And so that's where the saying came from, was during World War II, during the use of the M1 Garand, you're saying?
Yes, as far as I know, that's where it began.
Okay. What's your next two-part? Go ahead with the second part.
Okay, the next part of the question is, on every Army post, there is a building identified as T, as in Tango, T100. What is that building?
The bathroom.
Jim, Professor Jim's saying the restroom. Would that be correct?
No. Y'all through?
Well, you hail from a military family there, Ed. What would be a T? What did you say?
T-100.
T-100. That sounds like a
number T-100.
I'll say.
I know what a.
Where the mess tent where they eat.
Yeah, we'll go with that. What about that, Dave?
No, on every Army post, that's incorrect.
Okay.
On every Army post.
You're wrong, Ed. You're wrong. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead, Dave.
On every Army post building, this may, as far as I know, it's still the same. On every Army post, building T-100 is the post flagpole. It has to have a building designation to be able to requisition paint for it.
Huh. Okay. Okay. So that would be good. That would be the flagpole.
That helps learn in university.
T-100 sure does.
So you go on a military, now we know, you go on a military base, an Army base, and they start reeling off.
It's an Army post.
An Army post. Okay. All right. Hey, if, good. Thank you, brother.
The Air Force has bases, and the Navy has bases. The Army has posts.
All right. Like the cereal. Right?
Correct. Different. Correct.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate
Dave.
It. That's some good stuff there.
Wow. Okay.
You know, my dad gave me a, he was, of course, in the Marines and had used the M1. And so he had bought a replica of it and handed it down to me. And that is a heavy gun.
Yeah.
My goodness, that thing was heavy. And these guys, they trained 18, 19, 17-year-old boys, whatever, and they trained with that thing. Quite a weapon.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and Jim Stanley. Repeat our questions quickly.
All right. First question. The acronym DEFCON is used by the U.S. Armed Forces and uses a scale of 1 to 5. What represents a more severe military situation, DEFCON 1 or DEFCON 5? Second question. On the Flintstones cartoon, Fred Flintstone's wife was named Wilma. What was her maiden name? Everybody, well, I would say everybody remembers it, but at least our generation does. Yeah. Third question. What was the name of the failed organization that preceded the United Nations?
All right.
All righty.
Jim?
Here you go.
Professor Jim.
There are two precious metals that the children of Israel were told not to use to make their gods, to make false gods.
Two.
Now, you don't want to use any of them because, just don't want any idols.
Right.
But there are two mentioned.
But these are mentioned.
Well, we built it out of ore, you know. Go ahead. I was just saying the excuses that the children of Israel would probably come up with.
Yeah, used lead.
Had they built an idol of any type, and then, you know, the Lord's like, you didn't get the point, I guess, did you?
Me?
Anyway, go ahead. No, not you. I was using a moment in history that happened.
Real life actuality.
Something like that.
All right, continuing with my Charlie Brown theme for the morning. What does Lucy charge for psychiatric help in the Peanuts cartoon strip?
Psychiatric help in the Peanuts.
The psychiatrist
cartoon.
Is in.
That's okay. Right.
That's what she had on her sign.
How much does she charge? And then finally, which monarch is said to have given Sherlock Holmes his emerald tie pin?
Which monarch? All right.
Not the butterfly.
No, or the band.
Or the band.
I think they were the monarchs, plural.
Yes.
Back in the day. All right, my three questions. Number one is a riddle. Billy was born on December 28th, yet her birthday always falls in the summer. How is that possible? Number two, cow moos, a cock crows, and an ape does what? He doesn't go ape, although he does go
ape. He can.
He can go ape, but what does he do? What is the sound that he makes? A cow crows, a cock, excuse me?
Cow crows.
That was an honest mistake. Hey, if you got a video of a cow if you got a video of a cow crowing,
cows are out.
Please send that to us because we want to play it here.
Cows
on the
got
air.
Out there. You're gonna.
I think there was.
They're crowing in the neighbor's yard.
I think I saw a cow crowing back in the when they used to take the fair around. You know,
and you saw a cow crowing,
two-headed yeah. cow.
No, it was a you know. They used to call it the freak show.
Right. I remember those.
Before politically correct.
And I've seen cows do all kinds of stuff on those there Chick-fil-A
right.
commercials.
Right. Anyway, it was the bearded lady and the six-legged pig. And
the crowing cow.
And the crowing cow. I remember that.
That
cow made it back every year for many, many years. A cow moos, a cock crows, and an ape does what, ladies and gentlemen? Number three, in Disney's Jungle Book, what are the names of the four vultures?
Yeah, you know, I just think that's a great question.
That is.
Back to the phones.
Talking to Todd from North Carolina. Todd, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning to the professors and all of the people on the campus.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, the campus of Learning University.
Todd, you're about to graduate.
Todd, you're going to have to share your secret with the other people who are trying to get on. Every fifth week, you get through. What is your secret?
Well, I'll dial 1-888-589-8840.
And then you pray a lot.
Yeah, amen.
All right.
Well done.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Todd?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
Well, Professor Eduardo, I'd like to answer your question about the predecessor to the United Nations.
All right, what was the name of the failed organization that preceded the United Nations?
The League of Nations is correct.
Now, that was also in, was it Batman or Superman?
Yeah, the Justice League
That's
of America.
That's the Justice League.
The Justice League. But Todd has correctly answered the question.
That's right.
The United Nations was preceded by the League of Nations.
Right.
Which began in 1920 after the end of World War One. And because it failed to
where was
prevent
there where
World
did they
War
how
II?
Did they what was the beginning of the end for the League of Nations
was actually Woodrow
or what was it exactly?
Well, it was actually started by Woodrow Wilson. It was in during that progressive time when they thought that humanity was going to solve all its problems,
right.
and you know, progress was going to make us come into a new golden age, and then the horrors of World War One destroyed
gotcha.
That. Mm-hmm. So you know, then they started the League of Nations to prevent it from happening again, and then in 1946 they said, "Well, it didn't work. We need
right.
something else." So
all right, they renamed it.
But cholesterol did play a part.
Yeah,
high cholesterol, the French
right.
pastries,
that
all that.
That was
just
one of the reasons.
It did them in.
Just one of the reasons.
Absolutely.
Todd, what else you got? What you got for us, my friend? You did great on that answer.
Well, thank you. I have a two-part Bible question for you.
Okay.
All right. It's having to do with the two accounts we read about where Jesus fed the multitude of 5,000 plus and then 4,000 plus. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a background about that. But we read about he fed the 5,000 plus with the five loaves and two fish. Now, how many baskets were left over after all that?
How many bass were left over? Huh?
Well, there could have been bass in the baskets.
Okay, we're almost coming up to the break, so I'm going to say, guys, I'm going to say 12. You guys, what do you guys think?
I was thinking 11 or 12, yeah.
Yeah, he said that's right.
All right,
there you go.
Todd, so Professor Ed got it right. Was there a second part?
Yeah, there's a second
part. All right, hold on.
Hold on.
Yeah, hold on to the break.
Okay.
Hold on, help it's on its way. I'll be there as fast as I can.
I was going to sing, but I decided not to.
That's some song from the 70s that comes to mind.
Of course it is.
Was that Foreigner? What was that? Anyway.
I was thinking of a more biblical song.
Like what?
We're coming up on the break. So
that's a song? We're coming up on the break?
Well, yeah, but no, it's Hold On.
Help
is on the
way.
Help is on the way.
I'll be there as fast as I can.
No, that's not it.
Okay. I'll give you the lyrics.
All right, we'll be back after the break. Todd will give us the second half of his question, then Natalie, then Rachel, then Rena, then Jim, and on with calls from across America.
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 On the next edition of Today's Issues, we look toward a Donald Trump presidency.
You wait till he gets that first budget bill when he gets in office. He's not going to just sign it. He's going to go through and start slashing stuff.
News director Fred Jackson will be in to give us his insight.
And any other news that breaks during the weekend.
Don't miss the next edition of Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR and online at AFR.net.
We are going to the Holy Land in March. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. I only lead one tour a year to Israel. It's not my day job. It's just an annual tour that I do as I learn from my dad how to take folks to Israel. And we're going to have a wonderful experience. Most of the folks going are listeners to American Family Radio, are supporters of American Family Association. And we're going to have a great time March 9th through the 17th. If you want information on this tour of the Holy Land, you can do it two ways. You can call us at 800-FAMILIES, option 5. 1-800-FAMILIES, option 5. That's families with an S. And leave us your name and your address, and we'll put a brochure in the mail to you. And if you want to go online, you can visit us at twholyland.com. twholyland.com. Again, won't be long till we close out this tour, so if you want more information, let us know.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. From the pages of the Salt Lake Tribune comes word of a distraught Mormon Tabernacle Choir singer. Jan Chamberlain has resigned from the famed choir rather than perform for Donald Trump's inauguration. Ms. Chamberlain said she'd spent days and nights in turmoil and agony. Her words, not mine. The Mormon Church said participation in the inauguration is voluntary, but she remained steadfast, warning the choir's reputation would be damaged. Ms. Chamberlain said she would not throw roses to Hitler, and she could never sing for Donald Trump. For the record, Donald Trump has never invaded a sovereign nation. He never conducted bombing raids over London, and he's never exterminated millions of innocent people. To compare the next president of these great United States to Hitler is not only ignorant, it's downright repulsive. President-elect Trump is no Nazi, Ms. Chamberlain, but your argument, ma'am, is a few octaves off key. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's the rousing theme to the Western show, The Virginian, one of my mom's favorite shows. I remember her talking about, The Virginian's coming on. I forget who plays in it, but that's a great title.
The Virginian I've looked it up, and I was not familiar with this. I've heard of the program, but not familiar with it myself. I watched Westerns, Gunsmoke some.
Yeah, those kind.
Bonanza.
Yep.
But
Rifleman.
The Rifleman. Here, The Virginian. Which starred James Drury.
Yes, that's it.
And Doug McClure, aired on NBC, had a 9-year run.
Yeah, it was very popular.
From 1962 to 1971, 249 episodes of The Virginian. And that was the theme music right there,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
That was it.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio is also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. I'm Tim Wildman, dean of the school. Professors Ed and Jim are here with us. Professor J.J. Jasper is not here today. He's traveling to other parts of the world to
Bogota, Colombia,
to impart knowledge, wisdom, and learning to those people.
That's going to change his heart. I mean, he's got a great heart, but that's really going to... When you are distributing those shoeboxes to those children and you get to see the joy on their faces, he and Maddie will come back with a whole new perspective of service.
Mm.
All right. Our phone number to reach us is 888. Here's, if you want to ask or answer or both, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. When last we left our caller,
Todd
was about to ask us his second part of his two-part
question.
The song you were trying to think of a little while ago just before the break was the name of the group is the Little River Band.
The Little River Band, yeah. Yeah, hang on, help is on its way. I'll be there as fast as I can. That's vintage early 80s or late 70s. I can't remember which. But
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, right.
What's your second question?
Okay. Now, Jesus fed the 4,000-plus multitude with 7 loaves and a few fish. Mm-hmm. Now, how many baskets full were left over after that?
We answered the first one correctly with 12. Yeah.
Right.
You know, I don't remember him collecting baskets after the second feeding.
I think there were. You know what? I don't know. We're just going to talk amongst ourselves here for a second, Todd. What do you say maybe saying four. Seven?
Seven comes to mind for me. But
I'm good with that.
All right. Seven. You want to say four?
No, I'm going to say seven.
All right. We're going to say seven, Todd.
You're right again.
Wow. Yeah. Well done.
Congratulations.
Obviously, that was a guess.
No, it wasn't. Not for me, it wasn't. I knew it. Congratulations to me.
Well done,
I
Tim.
I knew the answer.
That's right, with no doubt, no hesitancy. No,
there's a reason I'm the dean. I don't like to seem like I'm bragging. You know, I don't want to. Anyway, thank you, Todd. Appreciate it, my friend. Take care.
God bless.
All right
Todd, you calling in from North Carolina. We go back to the phones.
We do. Natalie calling from Mississippi. Natalie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey.
Hello. Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
Ask.
All right. Go ahead, Natalie.
In the story, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, what was the Grinch's dog's name?
In the story, The Grinch That Stole Christmas, starring
You're
Jim Carrey.
A mean one, Mr. Grinch.
What was the name of the dog, that poor dog?
Your brain is full of spiders.
Spiders?
No, I was just singing a line from it. Okay, do you guys remember the name of the dog?
I'm trying to think. It's on the tip of my tongue. The name of the dog.
Well, stick it out, let me see.
Spot.
So you're a literalist, are you, Professor Ed? All right, we don't know. What's the answer?
I think you got us, Natalie.
It's Max.
Max!
Yes!
Oh,
that was
Max.
On the tip of my tongue.
Man.
Max.
Well, it was in fine print. I couldn't see it from Max. Here.
Anyway.
Hey, great question, Natalie. You got us.
She didn't have one for us? I mean, we don't have one.
No,
she wanted to ask.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Natalie, we hope the Grinch doesn't steal your Christmas.
Thanks.
Remember, Jesus is the reason. All right, Rachel from Oklahoma. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning,
Rachel. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
I'm going to say the Bible question.
The Bible question. All right. The children of Israel, America.
Or Israel.
Or Israel.
Whatever you want to call it.
Notice the second time I did that earlier, I got it right.
I guess it can go either way or either way.
Israel.
All right, Rachel, here's the question. Of what two metals were they not supposed to use? Let's just... To make an idol.
Heavy is one of them. What's the other one?
Heavy.
Would it be gold and silver?
It would be gold and silver.
Yes, silver.
Excellent job, Rachel.
So the children of Israel were forbidden explicitly by God from making idols out of gold and silver.
Yes, sir. Exodus 20:23.
Okay. And, of course,
also
you're forbidden.
Exodus 20:23. Okay, yeah.
You're forbidden by the Ten Commandments. It's
right.
One of the big ten is don't make idols, period.
That's right, yeah.
So anyway, did you have a question for us?
Rachel?
Yes. Where was the world's first Walmart opened?
Where was the world's
first Walmart opened? And the first Walmart opened, you're talking, you have to look back in history and think back.
Or was it? We're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Rachel.
Yeah, don't say yes or no.
Wasn't it ancient Egypt? Didn't they have a Walmart?
Ancient. It was the first Walmart. I think you're right.
Would it be Bentonville?
Right down the
road. I was thinking Bentonville.
Right down the road.
I know that's their home office.
Hey, honey,
from the Sphinx.
You know that Walmart right near the pyramids? Can you stop by there and
get some eggs?
Get some eggs.
Get some leeks and onions.
Yeah. No, the third pyramid. Take a right there. It's that. It's a new one. It's a super center.
Yeah, you really want to mess people up in Tupelo now? There's a Walmart market.
Have you seen the camel? Oh, have you seen the camels parked out in front of that Walmart?
That's
honey,
only the Amish.
I was going to say, I know over in Pontotoc, Mississippi, you can see the Amish park
with their horses and wagons. You can. All right, so
Bentonville?
Bentonville sound
Bentonville.
All right?
Bentonville.
All right. How about Bentonville, Rachel?
It's actually Rogers, Arkansas.
Rogers, which,
wow.
Rogers, which
okay.
is near Bentonville.
Right there by Bentonville.
Right. Yes, yes. Northwest Arkansas is the home of
Walmart.
And that's where this, the Walton family came from and
yep.
grew up.
All right.
Thank
good
you.
Deal.
Excellent job, Rachel. Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also called
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. And you can – Ed, what's our – every week when we come in here and do this program, what's our goal?
Well, Tim, we have a number of goals, but probably the most important thing we're trying to accomplish is to make our listeners more smarter and more betterer.
Those are the two things.
Yes.
Two most prominent things.
They kind of fit together.
Smarter and betterer?
To make a common goal.
Right.
Smarter and betterer.
Betterer. We're making you.
One question at a time.
There it is. That's what I was waiting for.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's now repeat our questions that have heretofore.
It's that time, Ed.
Heretofore time. That is, the questions that have heretofore gone unanswered are about to be repeated.
All right. I have two questions that have heretofore gone unanswered, and then I will add a third that later on will be heretofore unanswered. All right, first question. Think about that for a while. The acronym DEFCON is used by the U.S. Armed Forces and uses a scale of 1 to 5. What represents a more severe military situation, DEFCON 1 or DEFCON 5? Second question. On the Flintstones cartoon, Fred Flintstone's wife was named Wilma. What was her maiden name? And I'm going to throw in, yes, I am, folks, a second Flintstones
question. No, you're not.
Question, yes.
Whoa.
On the Flintstones cartoon, Barney Rubble's wife was named Betty. What was her maiden name?
Wow.
What was, man, you're talking about.
Betty's maiden name.
You're talking about, as far as Flintstone trivia goes.
Oh, we're deep.
You're going to DEFCON 5 right there.
We're deep in the trivia.
Yeah, or the one. Flintstones. I'm not saying which.
Right.
We're deep in something.
We're deep into the Flintstones trivia.
What do you got over there?
All right, here
Professor
we go.
Professor Jim.
What does Lucy charge for psychiatric help in the Peanuts cartoon strip?
Okay.
How much does she charge?
All right.
All right, then here's the other one that has heretofore mm-hmm. gone unanswered. Therefore, we need a question.
Yes.
Which monarch
what
is
for?
Set, what
for? For a good reason.
Yes. Which monarch is said to have given Sherlock Holmes his emerald pen? And then here's one from Charles I give up, guys.
Dickerings?
It's a bad morning. Okay. Which Dickens character asked for more? More, sir. Could I have some more?
When you said that, now I know who it is. All right, here are my three questions. I don't think any of them might have been answered. Okay, here we go. Listen closely, students. Billy, a woman, a girl, a female, was born on December 28th. Yet, her birthday always falls in the summer. How is this possible?
I know the answer to this.
You have to think about it. But number two. A cow moos, a cock crows, and an ape does what?
This I do not know the answer to.
A cow moos, a cock crows, and an ape does what? Number three, in Disney's Jungle Book, what are the names of the four vultures in Jungle Book? There you go. Here's our phone number, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. American Family Radio is what you're listening to. We're here every Friday with this show. And we hope that you, if you want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net is our email address. We are on Facebook. Today's Issues has a Facebook page, so check that out. We do live video
streams, we are on video stream, aren't we?
Yeah, we're video streaming from our studio.
I'm glad
here.
I have not done anything untoward
on Facebook Live. I don't think you're
is
on
that
there.
The only reason why?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
No, just I don't. I forget about cameras.
Yeah. All right, so, Ed. Where do we go next? Or Jim? Whoever's
Rena
gonna...
from Indiana. Rena, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hi, hey. Rena. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I think I'm going to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The Wilma Flintstone one.
Oh, good. All right. Here's the question. On the Flintstones cartoon, Fred Flintstone's wife was named Wilma. What was her maiden name?
Sly Cooper.
That is correct.
Whoa! That is a mystery question.
That's the mystery question.
Yes, that cowbell. Ring that cowbell again there, Brent. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Rena wins an AFR coffee mug.
She's
Rena, are you old enough to drink coffee?
Hey, this one you can use it
sometimes.
You can use it for
you can use it for whatever you want.
Yeah, it's what would you call it? Stainless steel?
Trout, yeah,
it's
aluminum.
Aluminum. It holds the heat and the cool.
Yep.
Rena, I got to tell you, Rena, I have never heard someone so excited about winning the mystery question. That just cheers my heart.
I think finally we're appreciated.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It took a child.
Yes.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think a child that excited, we should also throw in a Learning University t-shirt?
Do we have some?
We do.
Well, then I say we do.
All right.
Throw in a T-shirt, too.
We do have some of that.
Because we appreciate enthusiasm in this classroom. So, Rena, make sure you're so excited.
I tell you what, Rena, you're so excited, you're going to get the AFR coffee mug.
No.
You're going to get the T-shirt.
What?
I'll tell you another thing, Rena. You're going to get a cabinet position in the Trump administration. I'm going to work on that right. Yes, that's right. Right after I get off the air. I think Secretary of State's still open.
Hey, Secretary of Cheer.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Rena, now listen, you got to calm yourself down because do not forget when we are finished with you on the air, do not hang up because Cindy Roberts will get on the phone with you and get your mailing address
so we can send you all.
Now the cabinet position with Donald Trump, he's going to have to get
that. That's to be determined.
Yeah. Well, she'll have to have security clearance.
Right, that's true. All right. Well, congratulations, Rena. So, what's your question for us?
What? Well, yeah. My question? It's a riddle.
Okay.
Oh, okay, dokie. I don't want
Okay. It might be a little easy, though. You might have heard it before. Okay, here it goes. Okay. What runs but never walks, often murmurs but never talks, has a bed but never sleeps, has a mouth but never eats?
Well, that is kind of easy. That's a river.
Yes, that's right.
That's right.
A river.
What do I win? What do I win, Rena? What do I?
A big virtual hug.
Rena, give him a Hall's cough drop.
Thank you, Rena.
All right, Rena, we're going to put you on hold,
yes,
do not hang up. We're going to get your mailing information, okay?
And shirt size.
Congratulations. Okay. And make sure you give your shirt size. Give your shirt size to Cindy, who will be speaking with you. Okay.
All right. Merry Christmas.
All right. That is. We need to somehow save that. That is the most excited anybody's ever gotten.
Bottle that energy and excitement. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and we're glad to impart knowledge, information, wisdom, and so much more.
Oh,
we can't even, we don't even have all the words to describe what you're getting from this show right here.
That's right.
Just think, you didn't have to pay for it. Okay? Just remember
welcome.
You're welcome, America.
But donations are welcome at AFR.net.
That's right.
All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right. Jim?
Or Professor Jim?
Jim from Oklahoma. I thought you were going to give the name.
No.
Jim from Oklahoma, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Ooh, gentlemen.
Thank you.
The respect we deserve. Thank you for your honesty. All right, Jim, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
Jim's riddle.
All right, the riddle.
Here we go.
Oh, the riddle. Okay, here we go. Let me repeat that. All right, here we go. Listen up, everybody, because Jim
is
about to answer this correctly. Billy was born on December 28th, yet her birthday always falls in the summer. How is this possible?
Billy lives in the southern hemisphere.
Yes. Wow,
there you go. Exactly. Always think of it as good. Being the way it is here.
That was that's a riddle, but it's, you know, at first blush you might go, how is that possible? And he got it. Jim got it. Good answer.
And you learned something about geography. There are other hemispheres.
I have some friends in Australia.
And so everything's opposite
with
them, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're having our summer, they're having their winter, vice versa.
Right.
So, anyway, there's a reason they're
all
down.
Because of the tilt of the earth.
Yes. That is right.
Yes.
The tilt of the earth. All right, thank you, Jim. What's your question for us?
Well, first of all, I must admit, it's good to know that Tim has friends.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woo!
Should he get a dial tone at this point, boss? I can make that happen.
I do. I don't know how to take that, Jim. I'm going to take that positive. I'm going to choose. I'm going to Joel Osteen you there.
Just remember the little girl's enthusiasm.
I'm going to choose to take the high road in the up. Okay.
Because cool. Every day's a Friday.
Every day's a Friday.
And so. We are in Friday. Right. We're neck deep in it right now.
Right. All right. So anyway, now that we've established I have three friends, what else you got?
As students of the Bible, you gentlemen all know that the word Trinity is not in the Bible, but we would probably all agree that it is taught as a concept. Well, actually, it's more than a concept; it's a reality. But where's the first place in the Scripture where you find the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in consecutive verses?
In consecutive verses?
That is a good question. That is a very
Genesis
good question.
Genesis 1.
That, well,
in
Genesis
the beginning,
1, 2,
God?
And 3.
Yeah.
1, 2, and 3.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you said the verses in consecutive.
Genesis 1 says, in the beginning, God,
right?
That's the Father.
Right.
And it says, His spirit was moving over the surface of the deep. That's
right.
God said. And then it says, and he said, let there be light. He spoke light into existence. And it says in the Gospel of John,
right,
in the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Right.
Amen.
That's excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, I'm going to use that.
He would introduce himself in the first three verses.
I like it. I like it, Jim.
Jim, you did bring it.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Jim, when Tim gets together with his three friends, he's going to remember
this
moment.
They'll think of you fondly.
Yes.
Better to have three loyal friends than
no friends at all.
Thank you, Jim.
Or 100 that
that aren't going to be by your side when you need them.
Merry Christmas, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Let's repeat our questions. I'm sorry, Jim.
I was just going to say, the three friends thing, though? Think about how less expensive it is for birthdays and Christmas. You're not buying gifts for hundreds of
people. You mean if you're just rude to a lot of people and don't have any
friends?
There
you go.
You benefit financially?
You do.
I got you, Jim.
There is financial
benefit.
That's
a biblical principle there.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that. I think that's in Proverbs.
Stewardship.
Have a better vacation. Yeah. Dump your friends.
Be as rude to as many people as possible. Therefore, you don't have to buy any birthday gifts or Christmas. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Ed, what do you got there?
All right, the acronym DEFCON is used by the U.S. Armed Forces and uses a scale of 1 to 5. What represents a more severe military situation, DEFCON 1 or DEFCON 5? Mm-hmm. Second question, on the Flintstones cartoon, Barney Rubble's wife was named Betty. What was her maiden name? And I'm going to throw in a third question, a Bible question. In the book of Acts, there was an apostle named Barnabas. By what other name was he called? And I'm not talking about a nickname. He had another name. What
Barney?
Was he called? No, not Barney. All right, that's what I've got.
Jim?
Okay, sir. Which monarch is said to have given Sherlock Holmes his emerald tie pin? Emerald tie pin. I enunciated that very carefully just for you, sir.
A tie pin.
A tie pin.
Okay.
You don't wear a lot of ties. You wear them on special occasions.
No,
but
you're right. Somebody has to die
or get married.
Graduate or get married. Otherwise, you won't see me with a tie.
And tie pins are really a thing of yesteryear because more folks now just wear the little clip-on clamp that you...
Or don't wear them at all.
Or don't wear them at all.
Yeah.
All right, so what does Lucy, which we will need after this show, by the way, what does Lucy charge for psychiatric help in the Peanuts cartoon strip? And then the third question, which Dickens character asked for more?
All right, here are my two questions.
I was going to imitate it.
No, go ahead.
Please, sir, could I have some more?
That's good. That's good.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, my two questions that have heretofore gone unanswered. Number one, a cow moos. We all agree on that, right?
Yes. I'm in agreement.
A cock crows. We all agree that.
We do as well.
What does an ape do in response? If you have a cow, a cock, and an ape out in your backyard, and you look out, you pull the window, you know, curtains out, and you look out in your back, you call your wife over there, and you say, honey, look out in our backyard. There is a cow, a cock, and an ape. And the cow is mooing. The cock is crowing. Honey, what is that ape doing? And her response to you is the answer to our
fill
in
the
question.
End,
yeah. All right. I just thought I'd add a little drama.
There
to
you
that.
Go. Oh, that's
there.
Drama.
You know,
well done.
Instead of just, you know, always having just, what's the answer? You know what I'm saying? We need to spice things up every
because,
once in a while.
Because if I'm drinking coffee with my wife in the morning,
right, and you look out your back out
and I see an ape, right, the first thing I'm going to do is just say, hey, honey, come on over here. You got to see this.
What is an ape doing out there in response to the cock and the cow? All right, back to the phones.
Oh,
Jimbo.
Okie dokie.
We've got three and a half minutes left on this half hour of time.
Zach,
Jim,
welcome.
Planet Earth.
Yes, sir.
Let's not waste it.
Not at all. Zach from Alabama, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Well. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Zach?
Do both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
The DEF CON question.
All right. Here we go. The acronym DEF CON, which, by the way, stands for Defense Readiness Condition, is used by the U.S. Armed Forces and uses a scale of 1 to 5. What represents a more severe military situation, DEFCON 1 or DEFCON 5?
No, it's DEFCON 1.
Yes, that is correct.
Well done.
That is the most severe military situation. Well, the military determines it.
But how did he know that?
Oh, okay. How did you know that, Zach? You in the military?
No, I'm not, but I am a history major.
Okay.
And I like to research a lot of it.
That's very interesting.
I saw it in a movie.
That's where most of us see it is in a movie.
Somebody has to make a judgment about that, right?
Yes, yes. And there are certain criteria for...
So what would 9/11 be? DEFCON?
Right after 9/11, I think we got to DEFCON 2, if not DEFCON 1.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, in all seriousness, because that's the first time that FCC had shut down incoming air traffic to the United States. They parked them.
Yeah,
they parked
the
planes.
That's right. I remember that. That's a good question, though. It'd be good to look that up and see.
Did you say?
I'm sorry.
FAA.
FAA. Yeah. I'm FAA. In radio. I've got to get some more coffee.
The Federal Aviation Administration. Yes, they did. I had a friend who was on an international flight from Europe to New York, or they were going to Chicago, and their plane had to sit down in Nova Scotia on 9/11.
The
FAA said no more planes entering U.S. airspace.
Right.
Hey, Zach, can you hold on till after the break for your question for us?
Yes, I can.
All right, we're going to put you on hold.
Can you imagine being on a plane that's coming into the U.S.?
Did they not let them out into the airport?
They let them off the plane and everything. But
you don't know what's happening.
Nobody did. A lot of
confusion.
Yeah, so they're just, you know, but you're flying.
Man, and once you found out, you thought, well, who's aboard our plane?
Right.
What if they do the same thing?
Exactly.
That's scary.
And that lasted for a few days,
didn't it?
Yeah. All right, you're listening to Today's Issues. It's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're going to take a five-minute break for news, and then we'll come back and have another 25 minutes or so of Learning University. So we'll see you back here then.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.